You are listening to the Landon and Jeff Show, exclusively on DolphinsTalk.com. And now, here are your hosts, Landon and Jeff.
Welcome to episode 35 of the Landon and Jeff Show. I'm Landon.
And I'm Landon's dad, Jeff. And Landon, today's a big day because the schedule comes out tonight. We're recording this at around noon on the West Coast. So we're about 5 hours away from the schedule. So make sure you check out DolphinsTalk.com, the website, for all the breakdown on the schedule. And Landon, we'll go into it next year. The only thing I've read so far is it looks like we're going to have the Patriots come in to Miami early in the season, week two, and we will end the season in New England, which makes sense because they don't want to have a game that close to the Orange Bowl. I invited Scotty G. Landon to come on and talk about the two games against the Dolphins, and he declined to come on the show again. Maybe one day. But we're going to have a draft preview. Which positions are we covering today, Landon?
We are coming back, we are covering linebackers, quarterbacks, and like halfbacks, running backs.
Yeah. So we'll get to that in a minute. But a couple things. Did you see the Ryan Fitzpatrick story from this week, Landon?
Oh yeah, I did. I followed.
Yeah. What do you think about him putting on all this weight because of birthday cake?
It shows what type of person he is, and I feel like the good thing that I can see from that is that it's introducing a pretty good culture.
Yeah, and it's April. Who cares what he weighs in April, right, Landon?
Yeah, we still have
months.
When does training camp start?
July. Not
for a while.
July, August. Yeah. If he shows up that way in August, we'll need to assess it at that point. So, exciting stuff. Great column Armando Salguero wrote, kind of on assessing who is at the mini camp that's going on right now. Basically these guys are he calls them the survivors, and their surviving isn't done yet, Landon, because they have more stuff. It shows we don't even have enough offensive linemen to run in a veteran camp. We can't run first team and second team. We don't have 10. So a lot of work to be done. But what else do you want to talk to, or you want to just jump right into our draft preview? The draft, of course, is a week from tomorrow.
Oh, I don't have anything I want to talk about specifically, if you have anything.
No, I mean, the Ryan Fitzpatrick thing was sort of the big story I wanted to make sure we touched on, and I think we've done that. I got your reaction, which is what I wanted to. And, you know, this is kind of that weird time of year where all these, you know, things are coming out, whether it's about Charles Harris was lost last year and he was trying to imitate Robert Quinn, or that, you know, Devontae Parker is looking for a fresh start. I don't really care about this time of year. I just want to see the idea of new talent coming in, and we'll get that all done. So why don't we go right into our draft preview, because that's kind of what we're doing this time of year, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
So you want to start with linebackers?
Oh, I would.
Okay, what do you got?
All right, so the first one I really like, projected to be in the third or the fourth round, and that is Trevon Conley. He gives you a ton of versatility on out either the outside or the inside of the linebacking core from Notre Dame. He is proficient in tackling, and he still has a pretty good ability to get to the quarterback, having 4 sacks.
Okay, who else do you like?
The other name I like is from Wisconsin, TJ Edwards. He is primarily an inside linebacker. He has quite a few tackles. He had 113 tackles in his college year, and he's going to be around second to the fourth round, which is an ideal situation. And that's similar to Trevon Conley, which I think I forgot to mention.
I think what's interesting, Landon, is, and the Dolphins never publish it, but they're allowed to bring in 30 people, prospects for visits, who are not local. So if you played college or high school in the South Florida area, those don't count towards your 30. But at last count, they brought in 7 linebackers. And it's interesting to me, Landon, because I think that we all sort of thought that with Baker, with McMillan, and with Kiko, maybe we were kind of set with linebackers, And you know, some people envision Charles Harris working as a linebacker that is sort of someone who will be a stand-up outside linebacker, more of a pass rusher. What this leads me to think, Landon, is that none of these guys are safe, that those were brought in by the old regime, and that Coach Flores, you know, we keep hearing him, you know, talk about the word versatility and wanting to be able to have multiple fronts and multiple looks, go from a 4-3 to a 3-4, that maybe some linebackers are needed. I wouldn't be upset if they drafted Burns from Florida State in the first round. I know some people are saying he's defensive end, but he's kind of more that hybrid defensive end linebacker who could potentially be someone special. A lot of people seem to have some momentum with him. Next week, Landon, we'll give our ultimate pick who we would, if the draft falls our way, who we want the Dolphins to pick. But he's kind of in my conversation for that.
Well, the thing is, I feel like that's tough because I feel like everyone's pointing towards us drafting an offensive lineman. I've been reading up and watching mock drafts recently.
That's what I want. I want an offensive lineman.
Most of them have us drafting an offensive lineman, and if they have us drafting a defensive lineman, it's because someone slipped.
Yeah, and I would say this, Landon, that the idea of whether it's offensive lineman, then defensive lineman, or linebacker, then either way, we're going to improve the D. And I think that's smart. I'm still also hopeful we get a second cornerback to play opposite of Xavien Howard, who it sounds like they're going to make some progress with in this offseason towards a long-term extension. But ultimately, got to improve both of these lines. But this linebacker core, which I wasn't really thinking about up until about a week ago, is realistically probably going to get a makeover in. I'm interested to see if Coach Flores is interested in Joe Baker, if he's interested in Raekwon, and if he's interested in Kiko, and if not, who he's going to bring in to replace him.
I feel like, from what I understand, I feel like it sounds like Kiko's kind of the odd one out from the three of them.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna have to see, you know, what's happening with that, and we'll have to kind of go forward and see what happens. So. Any other linebackers that kind of caught your eye that you want to talk about, or you want to move on to the running backs?
If we are going all out and we're going first round pick for a linebacker, I like Devin White. He is a top half, early first round draft pick.
Yeah,
he is from LSU.
Yeah, he'll be gone before we
I don't
pick,
know.
I think. Yeah, yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
Good idea. I don't think that. I don't think he gets past, you know, 6 or 7. I mean, he's that talented.
Yeah. But you never know. There's some chance that there's someone else or someone trades back.
Yeah. Yeah, no, good point. Good point. All right, let's go to the running back. So this is a position, Landon, where currently we only have three guys, right? We have, you know, Balazs, we have Kenyon Drake, and who's our third running back we have right now, Landon?
Do we have a third?
I thought we had a third running back. I'll look it up real quick, but why don't you tell us some running backs that you would be interested in the Dolphins potentially taking?
I like Damian Harris. He didn't get the, from what I saw, he didn't get the most ideal 40. But he is a very, pretty good, and from what I can tell, is he's a power back. He is a pretty good on the running back who kind of looks NFL ready from obviously what I've seen, but that's kind of hard to tell. He's from Alabama, which is an ideal thing because a lot of Alabama prospects have turned out in the past couple of years, and he looks like a pretty good on the player back, pretty good on the running back that could be drafted towards the second, third round.
Yeah, I think that I would be upset if the Dolphins took a running back early, like before the fourth or fifth round. I would be very, very, very upset. I just think that is something I do like the idea of finding one late, but I do not like the idea of that earlier. Kenneth Farrow's on our roster, third year player from Houston. I think he's the third running back I was thinking of whose name eclipsed me, but he's certainly not going to be making a difference. But it's really that two man sort of group. You know, I think it's you've got to look at, you know, a late round pick for the Dolphins, like someone like Travis Homer from the University of Miami, who a lot of people have been talking about potentially as a late round pick for Miami. He had a very, very good combine, and he's a local guy. So that doesn't hurt, but let's see, you know, is there someone like that? You got to think, Landon, one thing that I'm interested about is if you think of the Patriots, and you have to, because that's where our coaching staff comes from, including the offensive side of the ball, they've always had this running back, whether it's been like a Rex Burkhardt or, you know, White. They always have someone who's more of a pass catcher than just a traditional straight runner. And we don't have that guy on our roster. Certainly Kenyon Drake can catch the ball, but we've all seen that. But we don't have someone who can come in and just be a pure pass catcher from that defense like Jamal White does for New England and like other players have done before for years and years. So maybe that's the type of back we try to get later in the day.
Yeah, someone else who I'm looking at, he's more of a receiving back, is Karen Higdon. I think that's how you say his name, from Michigan. He's a faster back, elusive, and he's primarily a receiving back who he looks like he could be that kind of player who you're talking about.
Yeah, so we'll have to look for that. The other question I have is just, again, if you go through the team needs, even though I know we only have two guys, to me, you could try to find other running backs through the free agent market and the, free agent, undrafted free agents, and maybe try to get lucky. I mean, we saw, you know, the guys from Denver last year, undrafted free agent, make the Pro Bowl. So it certainly can be done. And that's the type of luck I think we're going to have to fill out the running back position.
But I feel like that's the type of luck you have to have if you're going to be a successful team. And I feel like once you become a better team, it stops becoming luck and it just comes like kind of like with the Patriots. They always seem to hit their late round picks and players and free agent signs because they make players into stars. And that's what I'm hoping we can be able to do within the next couple of years.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure. What else do you like in those positions?
Running back. There's not much. This is a kind of a little bit of a shakier one, but Bryce Love, he was suspected to be a much higher rounds pick. Then he got that ACL injury. So it looks he's going back. That could be a riskier one. I don't see him being too early, and he could be a potential player we draft.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think that, we are certainly one of those. We're certainly in that position where I think we need to get someone, but like you said, I don't know how early we need to spend that time. So we'll just have to wait and see, Landon. The good thing is we're only a week away.
Uh-huh. We won't have to wait long.
Nope. All right. Should we go to the million-dollar question, the quarterbacks?
Yeah. So hold on. I'm curious how you want to take this. Do you want to say how we're evaluating it, or do you think who we should get?
Well, I mean, my whole thing right now is unless they love one of these guys, and I can't speak for sure that they do or they don't, none of us can, then just I would prefer them just to wait till next year. I tend to think, Landon, that we're going to be one of the four worst teams in the league. And by having a pick in the top four, that we're going to be able to get either from to a Herbert, one of those three guys. So to me, that's sort of my preference, is that I would wait for one of those guys, and that's kind of what I would do. And then I would build a better offensive line, defensive line, linebackers through this year's draft, and then be able to add some more to that next year to put that guy more in a position to succeed. Of all the quarterbacks that are in this year's class, the one that I like is Haskins, but I keep hearing enough question marks about him that to me, unless these guys think he is a sure thing, slam dunk, next 10 years, face of the franchise, you can't draft a quarterback in this draft.
Yeah, the guy who I didn't like him, but like at the beginning of the season, I thought he could be an all right pick later rounds. But he's really impressed me, and that is Daniel Jones, the Duke quarterback, who he's just been doing really much better as the season went on. He did pretty good throughout the Duke season, and he had a pretty impressive combine, which has really made me think if he's there, I'd almost want us to take him.
Well, he's going to be there at 13. I don't want them to take, for a couple reasons. I hate Duke, Landon. You know that. I cannot stand Duke. I don't want to root for anybody with Duke. I think that he's not a first-round quarterback. I think that David Cutcliffe is an amazing coach and can prepare guys, and I don't see him as a first-round quarterback, so I don't want us to reach early on him.
Yeah, I see. But, like, if the coaching staff likes him, I feel like he has potential.
No,
but
you're right.
But as we've been saying for a while, it's really up to that. I could care less as far as I see it. If I like him, that I feel like if they don't like him, there's no point in them drafting him. If they don't like Kyler Murray, as much as he looks like he could be top quarterback in the draft, he could end up being bad if the coaches don't like him.
Yeah, no, that's true. But I just feel that this is not the year to take the quarterback, that next year is the year to take the quarterback. But like you said, if they love one of these guys, go get them. But you better be right. Cause the other thing, Landon, is if they're wrong on that, then these guys are done too. Then we'll be on another regime. And I think we're all tired of regimes. I mean, we've had a billion quarterbacks since Dan Marino. We need to finally get the right one. And to me, that could be Tua or Fromm or Herbert next year.
Yeah, three names that I personally like, so I could be exciting for that. And that next year's draft is where we're gonna have a pretty good draft pick throughout the whole thing. And so I'm excited to see what we can do, because that's gonna be, from what I'm seeing and understanding, the most important draft that this regime is gonna have to take on.
Yeah, you're right. So, all right, pal, anything else you want to cover before we promote next week's episode 36, which will come out the day before the draft?
Nope.
Okay. Well, then why don't you take this show to the conclusion?
Okay. That has been episode 35 of the Landon and Jeff Show. I'm Landon.
You didn't know what episode it was, did you there?
No, I did.
Okay. You paused awkwardly for a second. All right. Well, I'm Landon's dad, Jeff. Thanks so much for listening. And next week, we will each have our picks, right, Landon? We will give who we want the Miami Dolphins to draft?
Yeah, we will.
All right. And then the week after, we'll review the draft. And then pretty soon it'll be summer vacation, Landon. And we'll kind of probably dial down our schedule a little bit then. But we appreciate everybody for listening. We'll see you next week.